This program is brought to you by MyTech1 and by Entelix.
The content, information, and opinions expressed during the related show are those of the show personalities and guest alone, and not those of Vic Kanellis Media Group, its parent, affiliates, or stations. VCMG Live is not responsible for any content, information, or opinions expressed. User bears full responsibility for their reliance on such content, information, or opinions.
Good day and welcome to the South Florida Community Roundup. And the goal of our program is to provide community leaders here in South Florida a voice on how they are helping the community in a digital, hybrid, in-person world. We also want to educate the local community on how these community leaders and associated organizations are working with people in our area. We want to be the connective tissue with the South Florida industry to encourage collaboration, foster relationships, and improve fundraising and grant opportunities. We hope to create a more vibrant community so all businesses in South Florida can thrive. Thank you for joining us.
In today's digital world, security is everything. But who's protecting your business from cyber threats? At MyTech1, we specialize in cutting-edge cybersecurity and managed services that keep you safe, secure, and operational 24/7. Visit MyTech1, MyTechOne.com or call 1-844-MyTech1. That's 844-648-3241. Your trusted partner in cybersecurity.
Need reliable office solutions? DEX Imaging provides top-notch printers, copiers, and document management systems, along with cutting-edge software solutions to streamline your business workflows. Trust DEX Imaging for innovative technology and exceptional service. DEX Imaging, your partner in office productivity and your organization's profitability. For more information, call Tiffany Salas with DEX Imaging at 561-948-6363, extension 1339, or 954-643-0906.
Workplace violence is on the rise, and no industry is immune from it. Survival Response helps organizations prevent and prepare for unthinkable situations. Our program focuses on prevention as well as response, and we provide customized programs based on your unique situation. Visit us at www.survivalresponsellc.com for more information and to schedule a free consultation.
Do you have an aging parent who needs a helping hand? Look no further. Wisdom Senior Care is here to make life easier. From shopping trips to personal care, we got you covered. Whether it's companionship, Alzheimer's and dementia care, or just a little extra help, we're your trusted partner. At Wisdom Senior Care, we bring the joy back to daily life. Call us today at 954-779-5989 and let us take care of you and your loved ones. Because with us, you're family.
Good day and welcome to the South Florida Community Roundup. I'm your host, David N. Reese. And I'd like to thank you for giving time out of your busy schedule to listen to some of our top community leaders here in the South Florida area. Now, you guys are fortunate. It is so great to have one of my good friends, Michael Andrews, who is the CEO and president of 92nd Funding. He's going to give you some ideas of how you can take advantage for our entrepreneurs and small business owners who listens to this particular podcast. So go ahead, Michael, tell us about yourself.
Yeah, so thank you so much for that introduction, and very excited about 92nd Funding and what we're doing for people. But I do want to give people a background of, you know, where I came from and really how did I get here, you know, to this point. And really, it all came from me being an entrepreneur's son. My father was an entrepreneur. He had his own printing business. And I grew up in that atmosphere. And I tell you, they tried their best to keep me away because I was so young from that side of things. But I just couldn't stop. I was one of those individuals that just wanted to know everything about business, how business works, and it gave me an opportunity to see things very early in my life, to the point that by the time I was 13, 14, I truly could run the whole operation. I understood aspects of accounting to understanding sales, to understanding the equipment, the whole process I was able to be involved with. But with that, I also got a chance to understand some of the struggles as well. And that had to deal with a lot of the cash flow and the capital that's needed to be able to keep a business afloat, to keep it moving. And that was something that later was a high interest. But as, you know, I was in that business, technology is amazing. It definitely affected our business big way. At that time, you know, my father had gone through decades and got to a point, unfortunately, where the IT was so strong, we weren't able to keep up like we needed to. And I had to be the one to shut that business down because of that. You know, it was something I won't forget. And having a lack of capital kind of stayed in my mind. And at that point, I went into looking at things that were much more resilient during the economy when it comes to being recession-proof and being able to stand the test of time. And I was looking for something that was a better product. So I started getting into real estate investing. Then I went from real estate investing into getting into the stock market, and then Forex market, mastered that, became a fund manager. But noticed along the way that there was always an issue with people being able to have capitalization for their business. And that was a problem that I decided to want to solve for people. It was a problem for our company, and it was definitely a problem also for everyone else that was in small business as well. So that's just kind of the background of where I come from.
Excellent. Thank you for sharing that, Mike, because my listeners wanted to know, are you also local? When I mean by local, are you raised here in South Florida, or are you from another area of the country?
Yeah, so I was raised in Maryland, and from Maryland, I was went to Georgia, and that's when I did a lot of real estate, also a lot of my investing as well. And then now I'm here right on the Boca line. I'm in Delray. So Delray and Boca line. So I've been in Florida for about 10 years now.
And the start of this idea of 90-second funding, you kind of gave a little history how you got involved, but what created that mindset to say, hey, I want to create this company because I've been an entrepreneur. I wanted to help my colleagues, entrepreneurs, to see how we can make this work for everybody.
Yeah. So how that started was the issue of even my father and I, you know, we really had trouble being able to get funding. And it had really to do with just understanding what the qualifications were. There wasn't a lot around just when it came to guidelines of each program that was out there. Like, okay, what do you need in order to qualify for, like I said, maybe a SBA loan, our business line of credit, you know, this, what was that? So, you know, you would go to the bank and they would just say no. So one of the things that really got me involved with this was creating something that would be a solution for small businesses. And we've done that because 85% of the denies that banks do, we are able to do. And so the other side of that is that how fast, because people today, they need money like now. Mm-hmm. They need to inject money right away. They need it at certain times. Their businesses, you know, maybe just didn't have the cash flow it needs, and people need that. So the 90-second funding came from, we have the ability in really less than 90 seconds. It just typically takes that time frame. But in 90 seconds, we can do a pre-qualification of a person and know at that time what kind of loans they can get. And that's really what it all came down to was, wow, we have a technology that I can take any person and within 90 seconds really know what program of choice would be best for them.
And when you say program of choice, you're referring to the financial program?
Yeah, so like the loan that they can get that I'm going to go dig deeper into as we continue. But there's a lot of different options out there. And a lot of people don't know that you don't have to just get secured loans from the bank. You can have a lot of different unsecured products. And these are some of the things that we're going to discuss. So that truly is what caused me to be like, I've got to create something for these small businesses where they can be able to get funding without all of the restrictions that they consistently have to deal with. I mean, if some of these programs were at me and my father's fingertips, it would have been so much easier to be able to get the new technology we needed. It would have been easier to deal with payroll and cash flow and all of that. But we just didn't have the proper education or access. And that's what 90-second funding is about. It's not just about getting people funding, but it's about educating people so they know how to do it. So if you're starting a business, if you've gone 2 years, if you're 5 years out, what does that financial ladder look like? Where do you start and then where do you end? That is where you need to know from the very beginning, not as you're going through your business. You need to know that right out of the gate so that you can prepare yourself for each milestone that your business gets to. Does that make sense?
Oh, makes sense to me.
So yeah, so what I want to do, I just want to really continue in more of 90-second funding. And so what is that? We've helped over 5,000 people, or getting close to 10,000 people at this time, small business and entrepreneurs. We've actually been able to secure over $500 million of funding with our partners. And the big thing is just really understanding the qualifications. What type of qualifications? So this is just a quick synopsis. We're going to go deeper into this. But, you know, the first thing is people understanding a FICO score. And I'm not going to go deep into credit on this, but it's important for them to understand their FICO score just to start them into the process of getting loans. And FICO score is broken down this way. 35% is payment history. You know, a lot of people think it's just all about your payment history, but that's not the case. 30% of it is the amount owed. So your utilization is what we call that. You want to keep your utilization on your credit card specifically under 45%. Okay. You want to keep it at under 45%. And that's going to help you to be able to continue to bring on more lines of credit. 15% of it is length of credit history. So a good year, 2 years is great. New credit. You know, sometimes your account is stagnant. You don't have any new credit. Well, sometimes your credit score is low because you don't have any new credit. And then, of course, 10% is the mix of credit. So what does that look like? So a mortgage, you know, having a mortgage, having a car, having maybe personal term loans. Diversification is very important. So I wanted to kind of start with that so that it can kind of go to what your personal credit. So we have three ways to qualify. Personal credit is one. So 680 credit score is where you want to be. So 680 and above. You want to have like a card size of somewhere around 3,000 to 5,000, preferably 5,000. And with that, we can give you what we call a product 0% credit card stacking is what we call. We're going to talk about that a little bit more as well. But that allows us to be able to get clients anywhere from $15,000 to $150,000. And it's at 0%. So why is that important? Well, it's important to have 0% because then you're not paying a whole bunch of interest. A lot of people don't realize is that you're paying mostly interest in the beginning of your payments. And if you're able to get 0%, you're just paying the principal. So for instance, if you have like a $10,000 card, you may be only paying maybe $100 to $200 a month. That is huge for an individual to be able to put those funds towards their business. So between the personal and the business and having 0% financing for up to really 21 months is a very powerful thing for a company because they can be able to get those funds, pay them off before the interest starts again. Or you can, in the next 15 months, proceed in getting additional cards at 0%. So you can use that. So, you know, there's companies like Nike, individuals who actually have used this system to actually even start their business, right? Income is another way of qualifying. If you have, you know, 2 years of W-2s, really just W-2s for, you know, maybe 6 months, 2 years if you're self-employed, you can actually qualify up to $100,000 on the income side. And then on the business finance, this is really big. You can create a lot more income on your business finance when you have your bank accounts, and this is what I would call going higher up on that ladder. You have your deposits at around $15,000 per month, and you just need about 90 days to show that. And then you have options, funding options from the business side and the personal side, up to $1 million on that. So just understanding that is a lot, because for many people, they just don't even know what the qualifications look like. So let's dig into this a little bit deeper, okay? And what I mean by that is our financial ladder. I always say to people when I talk to them, I sit down with them, I just want to know, where is your business right now? Like, where are you? And the business ladder starts on the personal side. So you can start with personal term loans. That just comes with minimal verifiable income of $45,000 and a minimal credit score of $640, right? So $640. So it's not the $680 that's required for the credit cards, but you can get with that anywhere from $5,000 to $100,000 in personal term loans. The next level of the business funding ladder would be the 0% personal credit cards. What we do on that is we actually do stacking of credit cards. And some people may say, well, can I do that on my own? No. And the reason why is because if you were to go out there and you apply for a card, I know many people have done this. You apply for a card, okay, you'll get that one. You apply for another card, maybe, but you may get that second card. But when you go to get that third card, you'll get a decline. And it's because they're starting to recognize that you are applying for this and they're wondering if you're going to be able to pay them off, right? And so with our 0% credit card stacking, we have technology that allows us to be able to get 4 to 6 of those cards. And you can get anywhere from, you know, $5,000 to $150,000. Depending really on where your cards are now. So if you have cards that are at, you know, an average of $5,000, you can get up to $30,000+ because of your $5,000 average. So that's a great way. You know, there's a lot of groups that we've worked with, businesses we've worked with that just use that side of funding because it's 0%. And they can be able to utilize these funds over and over again, year after year. The next one is business cards. You know, that really has to do with your personal as well, because some people say, well, can I go out and get business cards? My credit is not too good. No, they work hand in hand, right? So you want to make sure that you have your credit strong at, you know, on your personal side, because it really strengthens your business side. So in order to get business credit cards, you need an EIN number, a legal entity. Your utilization needs to be at 40% if you already have some business cards, and your personal credit score needs to be above a 680. Okay. So that is the three. You have personal term loans, personal credit cards, and business cards. That is the beginning. That's the start for a lot of people. 85% of the people that are unable to get loans from banks, this is something that they're able to do because it's unsecured. It's not secured to something. It's not something where they're looking for your business being around for 2 years. This is something that most people can get right from the beginning. Now, MCAs, these are very high interest. They need to be used. Some use it for maybe they want to bid with the government or they just need an injection of money. These are high interest rates here, though. So you need to have an average monthly business revenue. So meaning that you've been in business for some time now, because you need to be at around $15,000 a month over the last 6 months. And then what they do is they just look at your account. You know, you put your information in and they will put that money in your account within 24 to 48 hours. That money is there for you to be able to use. So look at it this way. If you are making $15,000 a month, you can get an MCA loan, which is a merchant cash advance. You can get that $15,000 in 24 to 48 hours because your business is showing that. Now, let's continue on this ladder. Let's talk about the SBA loan. If you get an SBA loan, this is more information, right? So you need 10 to 20% down payment. You need a 680 credit score. 2 years in business and more for the SBA loan. So again, this is something where your company is maturing. You're starting to grow which is allowing you to be able to get bigger loans. These loans can go for 2-5 years. So it makes it very manageable for your monthly payment. The next one is the business term loan. Again, you're getting higher. This is second from the top of the ladder. So you need more, right? You need a 700 plus personal credit score. You need 2 years in business, 35,000 average monthly revenue, strong business credit ratings, and no business delinquencies. And you are able to get an average of what you're making per month. Again, on this, right? The final one is business line of credit. Very similar to what you need with the business term loan. You need a 700 plus personal credit score, 2 years in business, 35,000 average monthly revenue, and a strong business credit rating. What I have just done is given you information that so many people do not have. If they had and understood the qualification, more businesses could go from the bottom to the ladder and the top of the ladder, just knowing that this is what I need to do to prepare myself to be able to get the funding that I need to continue my business. So the next thing is a question. What really sets 90-second funding apart from everywhere else? What makes us different than just going out there and just applying for a loan? What makes it different? Well, what makes it different is we guarantee best funding. We are a marketplace. We have over 300 lenders connected to us. And that's why I said it's so powerful that our technology in 90 seconds navigates through those lenders and finds the best deal for you. It gets you the best funding for you personally with your criteria, right? And that's powerful because now you're saving time. You're saving time of having to go out there and try to figure this out. So again, are we just doing this without education? Of course not. We educate and empower our clients. We help our clients move high debts to 0%. So even if you have personal credit cards and you're like, man, I have such high interest rates, we can help you move those high interest rates limits on your cards over to 0%, right? We help clients run a healthy business analysis. We help them to, on one platform, manage all of their accounts, making it easier so you don't have to log into account after account after account. And then we also help with the hard pulls. We do a soft pull for our clients as well. So let's just run through this, you know, just to kind of just put everything together here. Again, what makes us the number one solution is that we do have that guarantee, right? We connect people through our marketplace to find the best funding that they can find. That is the guarantee that we have. There's not going to be a company out there that can give you a better synopsis of what you can get. You're also able to generate multiple solutions through our underwriting system. Again, happens within seconds, right? And then we're able to actually help people lower their debts, lower their interest by moving their personal finances to 0% accounts. Again, the second thing is educating and empowering. We have a library that goes over money principles, values, smart money, credit, if you're in college, help you with that, debt destroyer, personal finance, business finance. Number three, we're able to, again, move that bad debt or move that debt to 0%. This is something where it lowers the person's interest rates to that 0% accounts. And it really saves our clients thousands of dollars. So that's one of the biggest features is the savings. The fourth thing is our business health analysis. Again, we talked about managing all our accounts through our system. And then that soft pull. So where do you get started? How do you get started with 90-second funding? Well, the first thing you want to do, the first step is to apply. When you apply, it's not a hard inquiry. You just have to simply complete a form. You speak with the funding advisor and they will help you to select the best funding possible The last step is gaining access to your funds in little as 48 hours. A lot of people want to know how quickly. Certain loans you can do in 24 hours. Some is in 48 hours. You're able to get that free pre-approval with no impact on your credit. And again, you have access to our marketplace. So very quickly, I want to just go over some testimonials, because if you're listening to this, you may be wondering what we've been able to accomplish. You know, what kind of testimonies, what kind of things have we done with our clients? So I'm going to start with Greg. We're going to unpack this situation. He had high interest rates. He was trying to start his e-commerce business. He also was doing some real estate projects. He got denied everywhere else. What we were able to do was to look at why he was getting denied. And the problem was the lenders did not understand his income. He was claiming depreciation and not real dollar expense. So we created a letter to explain his income and his documentation. He was able to approach the right lenders within our groups. We explained his income with the documentation. He was able to receive $65,000. What that was helped him to do was help him to finish his real estate project and his e-commerce business. He was able to start that as well. So this was funding that this gentleman was not going to be able to receive, and he was able to receive those funds. We have the last situation. She had a dilemma as well. Our last testimony. She wanted to launch her beauty salon. She was not able to get the money from the banks. We'll explain the reason why. She built out her she wanted to build out her location, get equipment, working capital. She was trying to do all of these things, but unfortunately, she was denied. Why? Why was she denied? Because banks want to see collateral. They want 2 years of tax returns, but this was a new business. And also, she needed to pay down some of the balances on her credit card. So we gave her a system in to be able to do that.
So, Michael, I'm going to have to cut you, because what has happened is we ran out of time. And time is coming. And I knew that would happen because of all the information, the testimonies and everything that you were sharing. So my audience would love to know how they can reach out to get this whole process started so that they can see if they qualify. So do you mind sharing with us, my listeners, your name, your email address, and your phone number? So when they are interested and they definitely want to know more, we can do that. And then last but not least, I can make sure that we can get that information onto our website so we can have that for you as well.
Excellent. So what you want to do, our website is 90secondfunding.com. But what you want to do, you want to email us at support@90secondfunding.com. So again, support@90secondfunding.com. You want to email us there. Again, the website is 90secondfunding.com. And the number, if you want to text as well, is 954-737-7557. Again, 954-737-7557. And that is where you can text, and we will reach out to you there as well.
Excellent, Michael. I want to thank you very, very much for your time. I want to thank you for sharing all this good information. So listeners, if you're having funding issues, I know it's not easy to admit to it, but I know a lot of us got hurt by the PPP loans. A lot of us are still in financial situations. And the fact that 90 Second Funding can help you with your personal finances to some degree, I think that is a good way to take full advantage of what's going on. So again, I'd like to thank Michael Andrews, who's the CEO and president of 90 Second Funding, for coming on the show to share how he's helping entrepreneurs to grow their business. Until next time, until you hear another great community leader, bye for now.
This podcast was powered by Dex Imaging.
If you would like to sponsor the show or be a guest on the show, please contact me, David N. Reese, and the number is 954-658-2196. Once again, 954-658-2196. Or feel free to email me at David N. Reese, that's spelled DavidNReece, at email.com. See you next time.
The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.